Good evening, Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. I was going to start the program off talking about the overthrow of Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi, but then we had today's major earthquake on the East Coast, so let's start with that. A 5.9 magnitude earthquake about 83 miles outside of Washington, D.C. this afternoon, with reports that it was even felt in parts of Michigan, but the most affected area, of course, is the East Coast. And from New York City, I'm joined by Fox News reporter Chris Foster for the latest. Welcome to the program, Chris.
Thank you.
Now, we've heard that the Capitol and the Pentagon were evacuated, but what's happening on the ground? Are there any reports of significant infrastructure damage or loss of life?
Infrastructure damage, no. We've heard that some chunks of ceiling fell in Washington, D.C.'s Union Station. There may have been a little bit of damage in the National Cathedral there. The Capitol was evacuated. The Pentagon was evacuated. Parts of the White House evacuated. That was all that was given the all clear shortly afterward.
My understanding is the phones are down in D.C. Is that correct?
If they're not down, they're certainly congested. In fact, the Federal Emergency Management Agency put out a statement asking people in the region to please not use cell phones or even emails or send texts on their phone for a while, in case, except for emergencies, just so emergency people can use them if they need to. Basically, people are just calling and saying, did you feel it? Did you feel it? And it's locking up all the phone lines.
I see. So no real serious effects. Power still remains in the city then?
Yeah. Power is still on. No reports of any injuries or really serious damage yet. Here in New York City, New York City police are checking out things like old water towers that may have tipped a few inches, and they just want to make sure that's okay.
And in terms of the sphere of aftershocks, is it a real serious concern, or is the situation not that critical now?
It doesn't seem to be that critical. This was a 5.8, 5.9, which is considered a moderate, strong earthquake. There have been maybe 30 or so of them in the United States so far this year. We just don't usually get them in this part of the world, and they're certainly not felt as far as this one was. Now we're hearing people in Montreal felt it. People as far south in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, the press box swayed at the Cleveland Indians game. People in Canton and Cincinnati also reported feeling it.
Is this the most significant earthquake on the East Coast in modern times?
In recent memory, there hasn't been one this big. I don't know what year the last one this big was, but it's certainly been decades.
I see. And in terms of the area in Virginia where the quake actually occurred, are there any reports within a mile or two of that point of any real damage there?
I've seen a chopper shot of, I guess, sort of a retaining wall, it looked like, between two houses or maybe, you know, connecting a couple of buildings that fell. Looked like an old brick wall. That's the worst damage that I've seen or heard of. No reports of injuries there yet. Again, this is in Mineral, Virginia. It's northwest of Richmond.
It sounds like any real serious situation was averted, and hopefully the aftershocks won't cause any further issues. Chris Foster, Fox News reporter, thank you very much for joining me, Chris.
You got it.
When we come back, it looks like Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi has been effectively overthrown. I'll be talking to a Libyan national right here in East Lansing to get his reaction on the latest. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.